Okay.
Are you ready, Stacey?
Yes.
The first order of business is AP. Shannon, did you seek the treasurer today? Closings that are set for flood buyout with a number of, and I forget if it's five or just seven, properties, and then the balance is coming up, I believe, 3 or 4 days later, if I'm not mistaken. The government, federal, state, in this particular situation has already set the money in the first closing. It's a non-interest-bearing account as required by law. So we have the funds to disperse. That's what the accounts payable is today. And what will happen is those monies will be transferred from that fund that the treasurer has as a non-interest-bearing account into GCR and be paid out of the line item that we have set up for this payment. The others are coming very soon, if I'm not mistaken. But they have, they're way out in front with the money. So we might get the closing set a day or two before those dollars arrive. I don't have a problem in that because we have the line item set up for this. We have it set up for both expenditures and for anticipated revenues. Thank you for joining us. We're just going over the AP and the amount of money that is in front of us, and I would explain that this is part of the flood plan, correct?
Yes.
So I wonder if you're here in case you guys have questions about this, and I'm trying to explain that we have X amount of houses for the family homes, seven.
And the money that we're requiring next week is two more houses. So we told you nine.
Yes.
And thank you. About that situation was the
that's been one minute too. It's been a minute.
So do you need a motion for clearance on
when you transfer the money over to the GCR interest bearing? How long will it be in?
What I wanted to do is transfer the funds first. Out of just the regular account, pay it, and then transfer into the other account. That way there would be no interest.
That's the smart thing to do.
Because you said something about transferring
money. We have the money set up for the budget. We could do this without even having those funds here in place yet. So we do.
I do have it. On the 7th, the 2nd, I'm here.
But there will be a motion needed by the county commission if a
what she's done, what's been done is this set up on a warrant. It's warrant number 5968.
Okay.
If I'm not mistaken.
And then when they send the wire today, because they have the first closing is set for 9 in the morning, so we send a check.
So let me go over this again, make sure that I'm. We approved warrant number 5968. She's going to send the money out of General County Revenue. She'll turn around with it, she'll transfer it from the account that's a non-interest-bearing account that's in compliance with what the Fed wanted, and then transfer those monies back into General Canada.
That way there's no interest.
That way we avoid any speculation that we might have done something to our way around.
Motion for approval of warrant 5968.
Motion is made and seconded to approve warrant number 5968. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. record amount is $1,422,097.77.
Can you give that to me one more time?
Yes.
$1,422,097.77.
The reason I brought the rest of this is we don't write a check for $1 million. This has been a long time coming. Interdepartmental agreement 2014, beginning of the year, we have entered into an agreement with the prosecutor attorney, the prosecutor in the fact, and signing an agreement binding between King County and his office regarding the back check fund, the dollars that were forthcoming from him by agreement in the GCR. Order that we could utilize those dollars for an additional employee at the time. He's lost an employee in his office. He's asked that rather than utilize the rest of the prosecutor's back check fund, that we fill that position with that individual. I think we gave him a preliminary nod when we talked about this in a genuine request that we would bring it up at this time. The attorney has weighed in on it. We're with the prosecuting attorney, and we have an agreement basically that at the end it's an addendum to the existing, so that the balance of the two quarterly payments from that check fund will not go to GCR, and we will pay that individual out of GCR. It's called an addendum to interdepartmental agreement between the prosecutor and these funds. If you don't have questions about this agreement, and if not, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Move to approve the amendment to the interdepartmental agreement between the Taney County Prosecutor Fees Fund.
Today's date.
Dated April 17, 2014.
Second. You've heard the motion in a second. Is there discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Okay.
Next item of business is ATV, UTVs discussion. There was a change in the law, and there was an amended ordinance that was offered to the town for consideration. We have passed that on to council. Council has reviewed that, has prepared an ordinance to authorize the issuance of permits for the operation of all-terrain vehicles and utility vehicles on certain county roads. My question was, because tied to this ordinance is a $15 fee for the permit, there are, Stacy dear, I guess, how many permits there are issued on a few dozen?
Yeah,
And well, the ordinance as drafted in this case from the county clerk is $15 for those permits. I think that's what's currently being charged, is that right?
Yes.
My question back to council, which is what I'm thinking is getting to here a minute ago, was the statute reads May. So the option is ours. If so, there needs to be, if we're going to make any changes, we need to change the ordinance because it's drafted the way that it was set with a couple of changes on it.
With a $15 on it.
That is currently what's being charged.
I would make a motion that we do away with the $15 charge on permits for the activities on the utilities as well as kids.
Yes.
I have this argument before, about 4 years ago, but the way it is and didn't happen. Some technicality probably not happen, but that's my motion. I can't see charging the farmer to run it for those ways to feed his cattle, had to buy a $15 permit from the county to ride his ATV up the road. That's just the way I feel about it. So that's my motion.
Motion or emotion?
Emotion and motion.
Kenny drives his pickup, so it's
the. Yeah, I'm trying to. $15. Not $150.
I know.
Is there any complaints about $15? Is this a question for?
Nothing.
Didn't they do any damage to the road? Maybe just another.
No, it's just a matter of contain. Brandon, the way I see it is, it's just a matter of a possibility of a neighbor being mad at another neighbor about something, seeing him haul some things to his cattle or whatever, and they came and it should turn in from $15 to a large fine or to a fine or whatever to compensation or something. So I just
here's my reason. Do they still need to get a permit then?
Here's what it is. You have to get a permit to drive on town. You have to get a permit. Is what the law says now, as I understand it. Stacy and I. And the county may, in fact, charge a fee. So, it says section 49266 and 49270 provides that the county commission shall have control and management of cattle property and may promulgate reasonable regulations concerning the use of state. My question is, do you charge John for driving his vehicle on the county road? And the answer is no.
Well, what would you do then? But we're not issuing a permit for anything. We do it through the license bureau, and then he's being charged there. So I'm assuming the fee is to collect the permit process. What's given out, do you know? And is there like a sticker given? Is there
Sticker and permit. It's a piece of paper.
So a piece of paper, sticker, and a time to do it. So I mean, I can see maybe lowering it, but I think it needs to be covered off. I'd say that's what the fee is for.
And I totally understand. I just have my reasoning. I'm bullheaded, and that's the reason I voted for the motion last time to go the way that it went.
Were you looking for an argument from the other commissioner?
No, I'm not.
That would have been bullheaded.
I'm not.
This is my shock space.
Is this something that we could sit and chat with Donna? Let us think about this. So that you know, I brought this up before, and when this came up, and I said, why are we charging? So seems like we're charging everything. But there's a certain process involved, and it's looked at, and I said, okay, fine.
We can lower it 5 months. Yeah. Maybe next year's process.
Can we reschedule this and let the motion die at this time for 1 second, and then bring it back?
That's fine with me.
Okay. Let's reschedule this. Do you know what the norm is in some of the other counties?
I know.
I'll talk to somebody else.
I do know ATVs have to be licensed by DMV.
So they're paying to have those?
But UTVs do not. But ATVs do have to be titled and go through that process with DMV. We do now, since the law has been changed and is allowing them onto the forestry and stuff, so we have more of that. Those little, I don't know what they're called, side-by-side, where people can sit side-by-side and has a steering wheel or whatever. Yeah. UTVs do not have to be titled nor go through the DMV in any way.
But the highway, TVs do?
Yes.
Driving on the same road with a telephone schedule and extra
seat. Even if you drive it on your own property, you have license to make people? Or is it just...
I believe to title it, yes.
Well, that's you on my list. Did Mike Cole and Scott, we're going to be here?
I talked to Scott, I talked to Mike a couple of days ago, or emailed, and he asked me to stay and requested a meeting about being established, except I think he's going up that, so he was aware of the meeting.
Well, I got an email from Scott, and they're asking for this meeting.
That's why I'm bringing
that
up.
Is that a communication thing?
At the last meeting, we talked about some of the things we wanted to try to, some of the goals we had. And when we left the meeting, the commission charged us for bringing back a list of our talents individually, what our experiences and knowledge was. And I prepared mine. I don't have anything from Mike and Scott. And then Mike Cole had worked on a document that outlines the things that they are currently doing in their positions and the things that we have done over the years. When I was with the sewer district and we were in charge of the septic system program, plus a lot of other things. So I've got that material for y'all to look at and pass that around. Would you like to speak with Randy? I can try to contact Mike and Scott.
Well, I have a question for you.
Yes, sir.
And thoughts on my part that I don't know. When there had been talk in open meeting of the environmental services putting out a bid for contracts on cleaning of septic tanks.
Yes.
And that ranged anywhere from $500 to to do 1,000 septic tanks a year. And if we did that, there would be needs for record keeping and paperwork and other things that involved with environmental services. I think it was every 4 years. I think maybe the sewer board had approached a determination of 50 to 100 a year or something like that. I can't remember the number.
Yeah.
It's my wish that that King County citizens that have paid the surtax all these years that live in rural King County that haven't had any service from the sewer board, the total purpose of them, and they voted for it just like everybody else, to clean up our lakes and to for those purposes, and I would like to see the Environmental Services Department put something together, and there would be paperwork that every 4 or 5 years people could get an allowance or a certain amount of money to cause that to happen. I don't know how the other two gentlemen feel. I know that it seems like that there's full cooperation among everybody that it's mentioned to, because
great thing.
I think it's something that would benefit all, instead of just the few that are hooked up to sewer projects, and even those that are waiting on sewer projects that'll be in their area later. We're still yet, we're getting a 4 or 5 year jump on some of those projects. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah, the sewer district, and we talked about that back in 2011, and that was one of the compelling reasons that the sewer district wanted to get involved in the pump-out program, was because there are, even though we spend millions of dollars to provide public sewers to certain areas of Tampa County, there's still many people out there on septic systems and will be for quite some time. And there's some areas that will just never, it's just not feasible to build on the sewer right now. And with that in mind, and as you stated, they're paying the sales tax just like anybody else has, and having not seen a benefit from that sales tax, that's what the sewer district voted at that time to initiate the first pump-out program we had in Tate County. It is very popular. It's very successful. At that time, we were reimbursing $75. The pump-out cost, I believe, at that time from the local haulers was around $125. We had a limited number of slots, and those slots went very quickly. But you are correct. The paperwork part of that and the management of that, who has a slot, because we would maintain those for 60 days, and then after 60 days, if they hadn't exercised that pump out yet, then we would call those folks and say, where are we at with that, because we got other people on the waiting list.
Right.
And so there's a lot of management there that goes on. It's three times consuming.
Right.
So there's a lot of work with that. That was really the work. And then if we wanted to get into it, and what we wanted to do was try to be out there while they're pumping the tank out so we could document some things about the subject tank, but it just, with all the other things happening, it was difficult to do that. So we had created a list that we required the septic hauler to fill out while he was out there on site. And that list gave us information about the type of tank, concrete or steel or whatever, conditions of the sidewalk when they were there pumping the tank out, and then some other information. Scott has a copy of that form that we used that first time the sewer district did. Gotcha. So it's a great thing. I think it's very needed in the county. I think it's a good positive thing. So I'm all for that.
With the creation of this environmental services, I think it's something that we would have them maybe write up a...
Let me throw a little hitch in it. It's not a hitch, but it's something that we should address. We have two employees that are here that work for planning and zoning, and a third employee that works with us. And we talk about the environmental services department, and we've leaned in that direction.
And you've done many of the things that are necessary to bring some of those services together. And you've not created.
That's where I'm.
Is that where you're headed?
That's where I'm headed. I mean, I asked for a plan for that department to be initiated with certain parameters that they would be accomplishing by doing that for the department, so that you just didn't say we're creating an environmental services department and we have no basis whatsoever for it, when there's lots of uses to be taken advantage of by this, by the pumping of sewers. I mean, we pump 50 sewer tanks out a year. The impact is not anywhere close to where we do 500 a year and clean up the county that much quicker. And I bring this message from Camden County, which we discussed earlier, who I talked to their commissioners, and they made the statement we were 30 years in advance of what they are with their sewer system and cleaning their lakes up. Well, that's what this, my vision of this environmental services department is, except I need something from the gentleman that would be involved in it as a guideline of how we would go about that.
So. Well, what he presented us with was 27 things basically that they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a great start. If I call and clean it and work on this stuff. But if you go through this, there's a tremendous amount of services that have been offered. At least three individuals are covering right now within the counties in the various positions that they hold and what we have to do. Before you two gentlemen arrive, Dan's first statement was he wants to see us move forward with pumping out of septic systems.
Right, yes.
Numero uno, if I got that. You didn't use that terminology, but.
And there's other things, but that was the lead in, because that's. And the question that I ask is, there's so much paperwork that if they started this along with keeping records on pump outs and things like that, that they wouldn't be able to keep up with it. That's what I'm going on.
I mean, these are things that we're doing now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we have done, and well, with this regional sewer district back, had that, you know, from 1991 all the way up through, I mean, those things were always being done to some degree. Yeah. And then the sewer district, there's the separation. And then one of those dudes, Scott and Mike have been doing them with the sewer district for years and years. And so those things are currently being done right now. But people don't know that.
In essence, because the sewer district didn't have the operating funds in place to continue providing some of those services, which is why we started thinking about the general kind of revenue.
Exactly. Yeah, those things.
Because it's too important to let go.
Right. Those things you see there were always funded through general kind of revenue to the sewer district to provide those services. And then the public sewer systems were financed through the user rates charged to its customers.
Right.
Yes, I understand.
Now, to go back to the general discussion, is there all this work's been done, but is there a link where the general public can go to a web page or sign up page or whatever as a environmental service office or a location for this.
No, there's no.
I understand that. I'm answering the question, that's what I'm wanting to see.
Yeah, I talked to
our first step, I would think, would be to form the department that we're going to put on the website that offers all those services. And we have not done that.
Right.
My thinking was we're probably going to do that in our next budgetary cycle. If it's something we want to do sooner, I'm looking for discretion on it.
I talked to Mark Rice, the bias department, about that. When I brought that survey to y'all last year, and y'all approved it, but we needed a platform to put the survey on. And we were looking at that, and that's where we discussed, well, the department hasn't actually been formed yet, so we kind of stood back a little bit.
Everything that we hear from everybody that's involved with the county, even from the presentation from Mr. Casoletto, who was just here, is that we're leaps and bounds ahead of those things. And we're headed in the right direction. And there's nothing but applause in what we're doing here. And I like your thinking. We need to formalize that. We need to put it in an environment that people can look at it, understand it, see what we offer, see what we're doing, and what we're in essence really doing.
But I just
I'm with you.
With Mark on what we can do, and they had some great ideas with the IS department on how to do things we can set up, and with Mike and Scott's input, you know, and all of us together, we have something that looks pretty nice. And
do you want us to start with the genesis of that? Yeah.
That's where I'm headed, and a list of the formal list of participants in the pumping system, and as soon as we haven't, like you said, we haven't passed anything, we haven't formed a department, but we have, instead of one sheet of services, if we're organized, we'll have two sheets of services.
Let me suggest this.
Two first sheets.
I'm talking about as many things as you're covering on here. If we're an established department, I feel like there'll probably be two sheets of work that will be managed under an environmental service department.
Yeah, I agree.
You see what I mean? Then?
I also, we talked about a brochure. This is what the Ozarks Water Watch has. It's a very nice document. And I was thinking that I personally don't have the software or the knowledge to create something that looks this nice, but if we had a way, there was a company out there that we could work with to develop a brochure that we could add our mission statement to and our things. Once we get down the road and we get an established list of things we can offer to the public, that something like this would be nice to have. Where we could emphasize, instead of on the whole White River watershed, we could emphasize on Payne County, and then maybe in a lighter backing behind Payne County, could have a watershed outline. And but with Payne County, we can identify all of our creeks and streams and like samples monthly, and those things can be identified.
Mike wants to step in and kind of come up with a cool idea.
Guys, we're just having a round table, so we're here to discuss different ideas.
Okay.
So
that's the reason I brought this up now.
Mm-hmm. Come on here. All right, 60 seconds. There we go. Just want to kind of gentlemen allude up to what I've got here. The last couple of days, guys, I spent Springfield in the Missouri State Department of Health, receiving training, taking a big old test. So now I'm also as a licensed permitting authority with Scott, under Scott, around Scott. That way, if something happens to Scott, the county won't have any slack time. We have a man that's very steady behind him with the committee process for on-site systems and setting that.
And that's always at no cost.
Right. There's no cost to the county. There's a lot of brain cells, okay? Second thing, Scott and I went to a annual meeting with Missouri State Conservation Department in City Lodge. They're pretty a lot of nice guys in green shirts. And one of the things I've seen on our sampling sites on the streams, that especially during deer season and after deer season or white bass season, a lot of our citizens are in the state or out of the state or whatever, will throw the big carcasses out of the streams and the stormwater runoff. And this makes people mess. It's unsightly. So I approached the director of the conservation department if they would consider running a couple articles on certain conservationists about what do we do with the bones once you have harvested deer or fish. They said they pulled them out of the creek bank and it's a big old mess. Received a letter back from them stating they'd be happy to do this on behalf of the entire state of Missouri or the conservation department, you know, of a better scenario, what to do with the dead carcass of the deer once it's been skinned and all that. So that was really kind of a cool one for me. I got copies of all that. Yeah, once you want to see it, if not, that surprises most of it.
Is that something you get to the media, maybe even do a newspaper?
Sure, would they like to? Sketch all that? I'm sure. I'll skip the gym computer. I know everybody's got a lot on the plate today. Copy the letter here and all that. So, third thing was Mr.
Let's go back to that.
You like that?
Well, I do. On the lower row, it's cut up to the marker hole. I can't tell you how many times I've come across your carcass and down there.
We can do better than that. And that's just Taney County, guys. What if they're doing that statewide? See, come on. You know, state of Missouri's better than that. So we can do better with them.
Well, that's great. So
they're
going to address that.
Yes, so they are. So look for that. What about the bones and that small part of that? Next.
Yes, sir.
I was receiving an email from Tony Thorpe with the University of Missouri on the status of the watershed. Here's 2012. That he wants to do the 2013 on behalf of the Water Watch. We are the only county that's participating in this as far as the others. So that's a big feather in Taney County State Office. That this goes to the EPA, this goes to the DNR, this goes everywhere. So the next status of the watershed 2013, you know, that the information has already been sent electronically to Tony.
Why are we the only county and state participants? Don't you like the word?
That's because of especially of the lab, the water quality lab sampling sites, the day-to-day inspections, this isn't a one-man band. It takes these guys. It takes everyone. It takes the public. Everybody that sees something, they can go and correct it. That's why everybody likes our lab.
Is that the publication that Castellano was working on, and then he contacted you to get data?
Yes.
And we're the only county that has a water quality laboratory that's and the appropriate for by the county that does specifically that type of work. So it's a big benefit to David.
They took the information, plugged it into the University of Missouri, because we have an organization there that produces this. It goes through the power supply. So I thought it was wonderful to see that Taney County was there, along with the United States Geological Survey, the feds, and that sort of thing. Okay. Last but not least, Mr. Strahan inspired me greatly. Last time we sat around the table, he said the brochure thing, something to consider. And from what I've seen, a lot of meetings, the folks are really curious about brochure about the first 3 to 5 seconds. The guy's pretty, ooh, I'll look at that, and then they're gone. But something that they'll line up and fight you for are calendar. So I've kind of incorporated a calendar/brochure together, and it morphed into something that I paid for this out of my own pocket. I received to prove it, and where the county can claim plausible deniability. You knew nothing about this. You did not order this. That way, if it really stinks, you can step away from it. Good check. Gentlemen, I present you the bridges of Taney County. This is the bridges that the Taney County Road District photographs in there that they maintain and take care of, because of them. I didn't want to be the first to see it. Now, this is a work in progress. This is the only one out there. The rest of the printing company has their finger on the trigger. You've got to take a little look at this if we want to stop here. This one stinks. No harm, no foul. I got a really cool calendar for personal use in 2015. But if you like it, we'll proceed on from there.
Change this day. You can add anything you wanted to that.
Your calendar is the first part.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I give you that little.
That's
something that grandmas and grandpas would take home and put on the kitchen wall, and as in the very back resources, I kind of took everything, shook the box, and kind of did what we talked about. It's a start.
I don't know whether you're going to take that Sports Illustrated calendar.
I could talk about it.
If you're interested in something like that, we'd want to start taking pictures now for 2015, because you want to get some pictures that you put in April or May that's got the flowers and leaves, and then you want fall leaves. And of course, those are all things we just went there. So.
You know, what kind of pictures would you have in here? Would it be environmentally based pictures or?
Still bridges.
You wouldn't have nothing to do about wastewater, waterfall, or anything?
Not that it was labeled the bridges.
I'm with you there.
I mean,
what are you going to have those bridge guys?
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
There you go.
He was busy that day.
Mike came to me with that, and we just talked to different things that we can take pictures of. But that's something that came to me. I might do something that Roden Bridge would rather take, and you'd rather have us take something.
Our
great idea. Oh, yeah. You know, that just shows an idea of what you could put down.
For the first, if we guys decide on this little calendar idea, and we're going to change this and this last year, once we get the final product, that Mr. Kelly Bennett, old friend, sent me a price sheet that for the first 100 calendars in black and white, that was only about $360. If you go full color, like this one, $500 per 100. Well, these are based on one count of 100 black and white, 360, 100.
Is there anything to tell her about environmental services or what we do?
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit?
A little bit, yeah. I couldn't cram the whole list on it, page after page, but it's got enough on there with phone numbers. And, well, let's call them about this. Let's call them. You know what, guys? That, for folks, I like the concept. It's something that, you know, I would judge from grandmas and grandpas, what would they take home with them? What would they, after a speaking engagement, so what would they want to step up and take home with them?
This is not the one, is it? Mm-hmm. We were thinking about
my bridge.
This would be very expensive. That's what I thought.
Fantastic. Send us another calendar that's not found on my mind. Does that ring a bell?
Yep, I see it is not.
Just happened to be there, step to preach a little bit on the three sides.
Oh, yeah.
The three sides, because we're going to think of building a house. Before we're asking that, I work for your bar.
We've got some real work to do here. Yeah. Full story. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's about everything I've got, guys.
Scott. Comments?
No.
I just kind of riding on coattails of mine there.
Got some information on some of the other stuff.
Kind of about stuff?
No,
nothing on anything. That's correct.
Transfer station.
Well, it falls under environmental services, so we're right here to talk about that. Let's go back to Dan's opening remarks before you choose over the King Ask. That's getting this project off of dead center regarding septics. Now, the original thinking was, when we went through the budgetary process, that that would be something that we would bid. Questions been asked whether or not we would bid. So, but our original thinking was go through a bidding process to award X amount and set up certain criteria for. In other words, if you're low income, that was one of the thoughts about that definition, so forth and so on. So, if we want to move forward with that, and it's getting to be the time we really can. And we need to let these guys know that we need to put that criteria together. Interesting.
Well, how much did you budget? I'll live through the six.
We budgeted, I think, were approximately 500.
$50,000. We're paying the whole thing. We're cost sharing.
We we didn't come up with
the actual
figure. We went in order from 500 to 1,000 tanks, and that made a difference in where how much money were available. I just want to kick this off, get it off the ground instead of talking about it. Everybody that I've talked to, that's a great idea.
Do you want to work with these guys in developing criteria and to put together a package to bid it?
But do you have to bid it because it's all in that?
Well, here's the problem. When the sewer department did it before, when you do 50 and you only allow for $75, you don't have to go through the bidding process. You just have a certain amount, dollar amount that goes into.
It doesn't reach
4,500. When you talk 500, you're going to have to bid it.
Right.
And so that's the reason that.
But that also does not mean that we can't award primary, secondary. There are ways to involve more than one company if they so choose to do that.
$10,000 toward the project. Reimbursing up to $75 per unit. That's how they did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we were looking at 125 to 500.
I think.
Mm-hmm. I think that was the time.
Yeah. Well, we got one company in Payette County that has multiple trucks. We've got another company that has one truck. Now, that's my concern is that if one of the companies, which he's an excellent person, good responsible contractor. But he's only got one vehicle, and he wants one bid. It might be the logistics of getting around the people in time and fashion might be compromised.
Those are all things that would take place during the bidding process if they look at what they could do.
That
looks
good.
Right.
But I think that's the sewer district is looking at by trying to get as many tanks pumped out as fast as we could, so they just didn't bid it. They didn't, anybody that wants to haul can haul. Here's the paperwork that you have to fill out, but I understand the bidding requirements.
I think it was an excellent idea when you look back at what they did. It paid for part of the cost, so there were people that had to pay even a small incremental cost and didn't have it, and then couldn't get it done. But we had some people who rather loved it, took advantage of it.
I
just think we can establish criteria if we find something that's reasonably close to covering it all, basic such and such, then we can develop the criteria. We can have a whole lot more people that are going to be interested.
Yeah, we limited it to residential.
Which means that that's no longer we can pump it out on top of our ground and run it into our streams.
Yeah, our lakes. It's a wonderful program.
Faster from that.
Let's look at some general criteria. Dan or Brandon or me, the circle flood. Well, sit with you.
Like a lot of those that we have, Scott has, quite a bit of it's there. We just need to modify it and maybe add some to it. I understand the bidding, and everything. It's kind of mixed feelings on that, just the logistics of it. But I think,
for that kind of a project, that's
the question I had. I think it would
work better. There are ways to do that. Dan's point, we have to. Was this copy of ours? Is that you make a copy?
Okay. Did I get a copy here?
Thank you.
Let's see, I got a speaker phone on this thing.
Yes, you did.
Thank you.
We've got an exact in this one.
Well, the way I look at this, this comes up here in my budget.
Mm-hmm. We need to move on. Thank you.
Yep.
The way out of this, Ron, and everybody's busy. You guys have been working. You can see the information they bring to us constantly on different things. We talked about this in budget time before we signed the budget. We talked about this very thing, the budget. I want all three commissioners to sit in on a roundtable discussion. The way that I thought that it would work, that they would bring in different ideas that they had, and we would sit here and sort through those ideas. We've got 27 things that they're already doing. We had the pump out program, and there's other things also that this environmental group can look at. But let's get on the horse and let's get to riding instead of leaving them tied up and talking about how pretty he is.
Did you just come up with that?
It's just bad lean.
Ready. Seems to me like you got your layers on. Just sit down with him.
Hey,
I'm giving peace, guys.
We'll
give it
to
him. We'll give it to him. We'll give it all of you. We're ready to go.
Let's take this step. With all that you've got, let's do a little time, try to slip it in here somewhere. It's a visioning process as to how we can coordinate all these efforts, put them together in a package so that we can look at them. But what we're going to be looking at down the road is an environmental services department. And if it were created, the things that make that up will be added to the website. We'll be more communicate with the public, more information to the media. All the things that they need to do to talk about what we're doing, not that we're expanding on the network, but we're going to package it and put it better together. We're doing this. We're not telling a story about what we're doing here. And we need to do that.
I like the calendar. Scott mentioned for the different seasons.
We're out of
that one. You take a picture the summertime when it's leaving, yeah. The fall, the seasons, the different bridges and different times of the year as you go through.
What's the purpose of that? Danny mentioned our previous meeting of the brochure. And I thought, of the public concept, those brochures, like saying, yeah, it's pretty good. And it's not. This is something that would be more long term.
So then we need to put a brochure. My point is we got pictures of bridges.
Yes. The bridges.
It doesn't mean anything. If that's a great idea, we need to incorporate the brochure into that.
Well, that's the part I said. Anywhere throughout this calendar, you can put this time of year to pump out your septic tank. It's time that we need to be watching the bridge.
Right.
I think
it needs to be a little more in the
county cleanup dates. Right.
County cleanup dates.
From an environmental.
I think the calendar idea is a great idea, but it needs to serve its purpose. If the purpose is a brochure, then you need to make sure that that's what is served by, and not just, hey, there's a pretty calendar and make new bridges in Kenny County.
Okay.
So make sure it serves its purpose.
Yes, sir.
Otherwise, you're just wasting much money on some good work. And then we're competing with people that
I wonder if we could pull him back. I don't know how long it's been around him, or it's just his film that he's
there.
We've also got people on the storage inside of him. Now the well, the message I sent out, both media's are represented, was that they might do storage and silo in that short period of time. Maybe not.
Just saying that I'm working on with Jill Patterson, Pat's office, and the usage guidelines for the corporate matters on the usage of sales tax money. And one thing they're incorporated into this is that by September, that the incorporated areas have planned projects, so you can bring that information before the commission. So you gentlemen at budget time will know, have an idea about how much money the incorporated areas may be proposing to come and ask you for in the upcoming year. And then another part of that is that to participate in the program, you want a copy of the current sewer user rate ordinance to be submitted to go along with that information. And we're requiring each entity to update their sewer user rate ordinance every 5 years. And I don't know if 5 years is too long, or 3 years might be more appropriate. So that's kind of, I'm kind of looking at that, but I know that that was a concern about what are the rates they're charging, and different things.
The entities are not going to be charged 3 years.
I know. Plus, some of these user rates that they structure are structured on incremental increases, and that increase might be a 3-year issue. That's some of my things. So I've kind of pulled in back over 3 years in a way. But we do encourage them annually to review their rates. You know, I just want to bring that up and try to address that.
The monies that he's talking about, the way he's got this described here, I look as a need and not a want list that will be provided to the county commission or to the environmental services department. There's lots of wants out there, but there's a lot of needs that are put in there so that they can receive the funds for their future wants.
You may spend some of that for me here in a minute,
but our plan is that once we run this back through Jill and we get a clean copy, I'll get y'all a copy of it, because this is a draft. Definitely want y'all to have an opportunity to comment on it. You know, so
that is really exciting. It's really neat. Gentlemen,
thank you.
I'll work with John.
Thank you for your.
Before us, very quickly, we have a consulting contract that was developed by and between an assessor and an individual for contract labor. We got advised that it has to be a contract between the county commission and that individual. This came up in a general request review, and we know that we've got to go this way. Frank said it's not typical which we should do it, but he's put his blessing on it. Fix the addendum so this takes care of it. So we buy in between Tim County and the consulting contract, so we have a motion for that approval.
Move to approve the consulting contract, file number 14-015AS.
Second.
Motion's made, second, approve the motion of Kelly Gore. Discussion. Again, the motion is by and between that commission. Can you restate that? The contract's in place. We're putting our blessing on it as set up by the county council, commission council. So it's a contract for services for assessor by community council. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Gentlemen, we were recently blessed with a presentation regarding the silo for the biosolids project.
I can get more chairs.
Sure.
Yes.
And we put that off to have a general discussion about it. Here we are. First that we even had an opportunity to chat about it. But we're looking at a cost that is in the neighborhood of $800,000.
So someone could break down initial estimates between 7 and 7 if they can bring that down so we can close the estimates. As design would be refined, we would expect the cost to come down based on the initial estimates.
The request from the partnership is for the county to end up the total cost of the site, correct?
Yes.
How much more do you think this will make the farm value? How much more value is it going to bring to the
road? I think Rick explained pretty well last week when he was talking about how it's going to improve the efficiency of the operation and allow the coalition to sell the material bulk easier.
So our bids a little higher because don't have a number figure.
There's not a huge market for this type of material, so and we have who is going to bid against the woods. Around the country, I've seen it going from $5 to $100 a ton.
He says not a huge market, it's not this type of product.
Right.
But there's as far as demand.
As far as demand, the once what we've seen with Class A projects around the country is most of the time they're right out of the gate, the demand far exceeds the supply. There's a little bit of a wall to get started. Once word gets out, it will advance customers. The closest example geographically to Class A product is the city of Dixon, Wisconsin, which is part of their final solids. And in their case, they just took the back of their sites and the in the case of the city of Springfield, it's in the city of Springfield, the zoo actually sells Owens compost, which would be very comfortable to talk about this. And you have to get an appointment weeks in advance to have the privilege to buy some. So there's definitely a demand products like this, but as far as somebody that the coalition would wholesale sell it to and then distribute then after that entity would distribute it or sell it however they wanted to, that's not a huge, we don't know what that looks like because it's the first of its kind of project considered. We do have multiple farmers that are interested. One in particular that shows up a lot, but I think you'd get good bids, but that's part of where this whole discussion came from, is with the initial intent of the process of each city involved in providing a vehicle loading up their material and taking it back versus doing something like this. We efficiency of doing so and the ability to offset operating costs. Very attractive to the coalition.
I think Rick has a perfect word for describing this project. It's a legacy project. That once this is off the ground, I think people from all over is going to look at it. And I think this is just part of being ready for that boom when they do find out if it is available. I think the more attractive it is and the easier it is to get in and get, the higher the bids will be. A project like this, you can't see down the future. I mean, this is a new project for everybody, but I think it's a legacy project. I mean, people from all over Missouri and outside Missouri is going to be looking at this project. We just don't want to see that in the papers. The silo itself, as you, what type of maintenance will there be? Have you estimated the maintenance cost on it? Because if you take material and put it in a silo, and there's all kinds of things that happen as far as heat, is it going to have a grinder type center in it? Is it going to have a shaker or something like that? I mean, is there anything for us to compare what it's going to do or how much it's going to hold? Or
what we're looking at is having about a wastewater storage capacity where we can unload it on a weekly basis. At the design capacity of the facility, we're looking at between 2,000 and 2,500 cubic foot of material storage, usable storage in the silo. As far as internal mechanism goes, we would look at having it sloped enough on the sides and the bottom that we're not going to come shaking and grab your feet out. We wouldn't have to have an agitator or a shaker or anything like that in there. As far as equipment, up in the silo itself, we would have temperature probes to keep track of getting temperaturized and running the risk of any sort of smoldering type event to happen there. And as a backup to that, we would have the ability to purge the airspace with nitrogen to push oxygen out so that if something were to, if temperatures were to rise, we would put that fire on it as well. Those are going to be, the probes themselves are obviously in the silo. The rest of the equipment would be, there's a pneumatic feed system that would flow the material up to the top and put it in. So you load in from the top, unload from the bottom, so it's not going first in, first out, going first in, last out. Majority of the equipment you're dealing with in the instrumentation would be at ground level or near the discharge side. As far as your question about O&M cost, I guess staff time associated with it, I think that came up last week as well. It's expected that it would be less time intensive for the operations staff than handling a truck or a buggy or a trailer from the current scenario. So the expected labor would be less for that versus current.
And those fire suppression, you had to do the other one, wouldn't be there in the middle. We had like $50,000 savings.
Yeah, we figured that, more or less, the room that we're unloading in now, based on the current design, because of dust potential, has a higher fire hazard. So we have a sprinkler system and things like that. And we're talking about something we would expect to be problematic all the time. If we make a decision soon enough and the contractor doesn't buy and install the equipment, we'd be able to get some cost savings back.
Addressing that current issue on the guard, too.
Yeah, we'd be able to handle both at the same time.
before the timeline is to have the savings?
Getting close. We're at that point where we need to be able to do the contractor direction. They've submitted their shop for ice cream system, and they've got materials that they're purchasing. Where we're at, we start stalling them, and then we're talking about delays on the project, and the claims that they can have, and stuff like that. So they're trying, we don't want to hold them up, so we're pretty close to deciding, I guess, is this going to happen in some way, shape, or form? If it is, we can form a contractor. $2,000 to $2,500 cubic feet. So that would be a single silo discharge on the bottom. We'd have a chute on it. We go into the truck, so minimize dust dispersed in the area. Set it outside the building where you're trying to set right
now. Didn't you say, Mike, that it would minimize the staff involvement?
Yeah.
The city branch employees wouldn't have to be there as much. If you get the contract, you can come on there with proper insurance, correct, 24/7. If you want to get out, you know, if you're spreading it. You know, as fertilizer, if you're taking it to your bagging facility, whatever you're doing, you can come in there at 5 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock at night, and their employees don't have to be involved in it, so it minimizes the involvement of the employees. Puts it, as far as a button in the guy in the employee's hands.
I was talking about before, you're right, there's no transportation cost associated for the coalition to get it off from the facility to off-site anymore.
Right.
Where I was talking to specifically about within the facility about the staffing requirements and the things. Yeah, Chris is correct. There's also that staff and vehicle cost savings the one we're transporting off-site. Recognizing that.
The reason I'm asking so many questions is because I don't understand exactly when you how long the time frame you have that fills this fills the silo up.
About a week.
It holds a week's worth.
It holds a week's worth of material. Now, is that what? Because I know with fertilizer, things like that, that when they come, load the truck, depends on the distance, where they're going. I mean, whoever's doing this may use it they may use it, make a half a dozen trips a day to a farm or something. Mm-hmm. Or is the silo, are they going to be sitting there waiting for it to fill, or how's it? I just don't understand that much about the reason I'm asking the question.
I think that depends on the bidders, and that's up to them, though. It has nothing to do with us.
That's why they want to do this battle. That originally, this would just come off the dryer, dump in, the farmer or whoever would have to sit there and wait on it to fill.
Right.
But this goes straight in the silo, then again, to a truck driver.
Bringing a larger truck and on a schedule that's more conducive to their operation.
Which, again, we should be able to receive. It's taking some costs away from them. Receive a higher price for funding.
I'd say after 2 weeks, it'd be on the learning curve. Okay, I can make this many trips with a week's worth of product, and this is what I need to do a week and plan that.
I would expect that whoever buys this is probably going to be stockpiling this real on the outside because they're not going to be applying any product necessarily. That becomes their responsibility once they get the outside. Similar to the city of Tampa, they have to stop out of themselves. We don't have any We don't have the facilities on site to stop that.
Usually it's going to go back to the corporate area that generally
the corporate that they would do whatever they want.
And then John D's brought up a bunch of logistical issues with having a buggy or some other receiving vehicle setting there to come over and move it. More it just kind of come down the point that that was going to be very, very
difficult. What I would expect in addition to when you talk about the price of the bids, I would say you're probably going to get more just because people are going to be, some people just look at things on work. And I would have something that's a little more flexible for people if
want to. Again, it increases the value.
Let me ask a couple of quick questions. First, I believe that this will greatly enhance water treatment. I am in favor of moving forward spending county sales tax dollars on this project. The question is, where will it all be designated from? Now, I have pretty astute Third District board member that asked me, was there any consideration given to the 25% rather than 75%? I've never asked that question, so I don't know what the answer to that is. But the answer I gave was, I hadn't heard anything or any discussion about that. Was there any discussion that was given by the president? No?
No, they said.
Because if we looked at it from 75-25 perspective, we're not looking at very much. I mean, 200 dollars. Not that we even need to go there and have that discussion, but the question was asked of me. I didn't have the answer. So there hasn't been any discussion.
I think it's been mentioned that we'd all agreed that we're, I know Mike and I are involved in big projects already with a lot of dollars promised out of that 25% of the project with the sewer district. And you've got projects right now, Wedding Creek Thunder, got those projects on the way. I just hate to cut ourselves short in that area. We've got a 5-year plan on allocated on, I know we do, on what we're trying to, the infrastructure we're trying to replace.
We've got a 3-year plan that's been presented by the CERT district, and all the funds are spent. So they're looking at it from that perspective.
We also have Cameron City, Green Spring, that are partners with the project.
Guys, are you leaning towards?
I'm looking forward to doing it. I think there needs to be some discussion on cost sharing. What benefit does Beachbring and Kimberly have on it? And what are they going to do? Is that far from county lines? It makes it even more
complicated. Well, originally when I discussed, of course, the commission wanted to, mainly speaking of obtaining county municipalities, but wanted to make sure that everybody was treated fairly, and whether they came on board 10 years ago or yesterday, we just felt like we were to treat the municipalities. And a lot of those, their sludge is coming to it via coming to City Hall Street Plan, City of Forsyth, Tennant, City of Branson. So we've already been treating a lot of theirs outside of Kenny County. That's kind of the premise we went on with this, just making sure we give everybody a fair shake. I do understand we're benefiting from the county sales in this way. I'm also excited about the setup in our neighbor, our neighbor sludge off the field, too. Our streams that originate in Tanga County.
It's $100 million in state money.
Instead of being on there.
And also make note that Payne County Sewer District has expressed interest in becoming a partner with the two and having an interest in They have not made formal application yet, but they have inquired and have presented the application as well. So
they're getting in the treatment.
Yes. Just like that for the radio.
That's a good point. Guys, I think that this is an enhancement to a project that we already know is being looked at by a number of counties across the state of Missouri. This just uncomplicates the process and makes it much better. Operation, my opinion. So we're only going to run into trouble if people do this.
My brain said make it more valuable product, too.
I have a question about the project. That's not what I'm, but there's a lot to digest as far as the amount that is produced. The bidding, who participates, who brings in. I'm sure you've already calculated all that from the different cities, who's bringing in what quantities. All that is their business and their coalition. But it gets to be our business when we start thinking about that $1.8 million.
What's the one thing you mean? We're looking at 700,000.
770 some thousand there, and then
I mean, overall, we're putting a significant amount of money in the center, but we're talking about the initial $3 million out of sales tax.
Well, as she stated, it's the $3 million grant, the $3 million that we're putting up, and then $770,000 estimated cost. Was there $1 million site, something to do with the site?
We previously had some change orders, but they were all covered under the original bid with a little bit to spare. That's, you were talking about the site and the chipping of the rock and the conduit.
And were they somewhere around in the $1 million?
$20,000.
I'm thinking of something that I've heard and I can't explain it right now, but I've already said. Because I was adding up.
What we're looking at today is under $800,000. We believe. It may be somewhat considerably less than that, but we don't know.
We'd like to get more suppliers. This stage of a project, what we typically do is we get budgetary numbers from the suppliers, just like anything else, they're not the final numbers, but that's something we can use to start the building process, so we're going through the whole process, design cost process, and ultimately, to get our better bids and proposals to actually do the work that we expect.
Ben, what do you want to do? You guys want to just make a motion to go ahead and approve the amount, or
I think what you guys are reading now is just a direction. I think we're in agreement, and it's, I'm not leaving a motion yet until we figure out some specifics. Your exact words were, we just kind of need another direction to go, we're going to figure out specifically.
I think here's what he needs to know. He needs to know whether or not we're going to expend sales tax dollars to pay for the site of this project.
How you just divide it up, it's, I can't speak on behalf of you or the city. I can tell you that details of what we're talking about as far as how that goes, as far as how you split, split something up like that. That's, I guess, that's one of the things.
Well, what would probably happen is, I guess, is if you give us direction that you want to proceed with it, we probably, I'm assuming, some kind of contract agreement on our end, just sign that thing. Once we get it signed, then we can have a better copy of it to finalize that. First step, I guess, the first thing we probably need to put on is once we come back to contract.
So we're all in favor of the project. I mean, we've already agreed, so the direction that we're giving them, without even saying we gave you direction.
They need to come back with a project.
They need to come back with a project. With,
my guess is they want to know if we're going to fund this project, this addition, this change order.
As far as the municipality, if there's only so many participating right now, if we should take our 25% and cover a portion of this, and then everybody's to be treated fairly, the ones that come on after that didn't have to use the part of 25%.
How many's not? How many's not?
Technically,
Kirbyville and Marion Woods. They aren't, but they don't.
That's my answer with the sewer district, so I feel comfortable with that.
Just to echo what Travis said, I guess if you want to say the official step would be when we come back, you need to funds would be committed contractually.
You guys can go ahead and just cover it. I'm there with it, so you guys have already come out. You don't want to negotiate with
me. No.
If the county wants me to negotiate, you negotiate with me.
I was divided in 150,000 amongst 7 members, I think.
Yeah, well, Clayton County's not in there, right? Sewer
district. Clayton County's a partner. It's like $107,000, but then that also includes Strickland City, which brings out of that.
It's not that much. If 75% comes out of it.
And then you divide the 25% by 7. Yeah. So they're going to hire 75,000 by 7. So that's not that much. If we didn't build that, we're not going to do it. That's something you should discuss.
Guys, can we tell them to move forward with the engineering on this portion of this project, the silo? Otherwise, we're not moving forward.
Well, like I said, I'm the first step here. From what we've heard, we'll make the contract and then we'll bring that to you and do that.
Now we're moving forward, Ron. It's just the fact that we're savers. What they have presented is we're saving dollars by putting the silo in, which is an afterthought. That's where we're at. It's not that the project ever was not going to be done, but the silo itself is a afterthought that we've got to consider. And that's, well said, that's what the hang-up is. So I'm bored with it.
How come you guys didn't think about silo again?
It was, when I came into the project about 4 years ago, it was never part of the project. And what I came up with from everything, talking to everyone involved, the intent was everyone was providing trailers or whatever, discharging directly into those and hauling them off themselves. did get funded, or I don't know if you knew this or not, the original cost estimate project was $9.5 million. That included building, constructing new buildings and recovery sites. To get to the $6 million figure, we went back in and looked at emergency state equipment inside existing structures. City of Branson was willing to take some stuff out of service. City Halls were willing to take some stuff out of service to accommodate this. So we're able to bring the capital costs down. So at that point in time, there was no consideration of adding additional features to the project.
Who came up with the idea for the sign?
Different facilities like this, some have silos, some have compartments. We'll look at it that way. And as discussion about the how we were going to handle the end product was working its way through, and we started realizing that there was value to selling it versus keeping it. And then it just became a natural progression of why we needed to sell it. It makes sense to have that for storage. It's been a progression over a period of.
So the questions were asked with whom as far as how to restore? Each other? Can you?
It was brought on basically when we started having the outside farmers and different people visiting the group, then we started seeing the value in it. And then the logistical problem of they were bringing up about small buggies, employee involvement, things like that. So it wasn't something that was never looked at. It was just something that grew with the value of the product. And we've seen that it would, like you said, make a better beneficial product in the end. We had a week's worth of storage, didn't have all the hands-on operation, the mics, guys, and things like that. So
I understand all that. But I mean, all of the cities and everyone, we have a monthly meeting, and so it's just to say who was the first person to say silo, I don't know for sure. It was part of the ongoing discussion as the project has developed. There's been a lot of things that have, well, particularly like the intergovernmental agreement that established the coalition. That was probably what spurred the real thought process about doing another storage on site versus not. Part of that agreement includes how the material is disposed of. And as once that part was done and we moved through design and started the construction, the group itself is kind of still mulling through how are we going to operate this and what we're going to do. It just became a natural operator. The storage is going to make the most sense. And the ability to do it to load directly to a truck versus some sort of running a Bobcat or something to scoop it.
And I think we also discussed storage on, like I said, on site, and then if those cities in the initial term were supposed to take that back, they had to have a place to store it dry. The group was going to have a place built, you know, or find a place to store it. We were going to, each city was, and so they talked about storage on site, and then they kind of worked into the site level.
Then you had to have an employee down there to load the people, yes, or leave someone unlocked the facility for them to come in and get it as they needed to be. It was just snowballing that direction in a bad way. We thought our main thing for the whole project is just getting this away from the city.
The direction that I wanted to go. So.
Yeah.
I agree with everything you said. So we just need an amendment to the contract from you guys, and that'll be our, and that's when, I'm assuming that's when we can take the vote.
Yeah,
I'm going to speak to Chris from the town, so I may have those
back to the service board member, which I think me is what you brought up, so I
if I had to forego a project to support this, this is to own the city. Like I said, I would do it. It would have to be impacted.
It's important to all of us. I can. Thank you all very much for your input.
Any other questions? Let's go.
Thank you. Any questions? Definitely. See you. What's your name? Stand at recess for the district.